Nighttime bruxism can be a damaging activity, both to the dentition itself and to the temporomandibular joints and muscles. The use of an occlusal splint is frequently recommended for those individuals with sleep bruxism, but there is debate over whether the splint simply protects the teeth from wear or whether the balanced occlusal contacts of a properly designed splint actually reduce the bruxing activity. A recent study reported in the July 2006 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation adds additional evidence to this debate. The article is called "The Effect of Oral Splint Devices on Sleep Bruxism, a 6-week observation with an ambulatory electromyographic recording device." The study was designed to be a prospective randomized trial with crossover. Let me tell you how it worked, because the good study design makes the results more valuable. First, the authors tested two splint designs, a stabilization splint with occlusal coverage and balanced occlusal contacts, and also a palatal splint that had no occlusal coverage but otherwise covered the same tissue areas. The idea behind the palatal splint was to determine whether the occlusal contacts or occlusal coverage were important to any effect the splints may have. 16 subjects with a diagnosis of sleep bruxism were recruited for this study. All 16 subjects wore both splints for 6 weeks each in random order. This is the crossover part of the design. There was a 2-month break or washout period between the two splints to eliminate any carryover. The bruxism activity was monitored with a portable EMG recorder that the subjects were carefully instructed how to use. The EMG activity was monitored prior to splint use, immediately after starting to wear the splint, and then 2, 4, and 6 weeks into regular nighttime splint wear. So this study helps us answer two questions. First, was there any difference in the bruxing response between the two splint designs? The answer to this question was no. The two splints behaved in exactly the same way, indicating that occlusal coverage or balanced contacts on the splint did not seem to be an important factor. The second question was whether the splints could actually reduce the nighttime bruxing activity. The answer to this question is that the EMG activity was reduced for both splint designs immediately after placement, but had increased back to baseline values when measured at 2, 4, or 6 weeks into the splint wear. The effect of reducing muscle activity seems to be transient, lasting only a short time. The results of this study would support the view that splint wear for bruxism protects the teeth from wear, but does not necessarily do anything to actually reduce bruxing activity. The results do not support the theory that balanced occlusal contacts with ideal guidance reduces bruxing activity. This was a small study, only 16 subjects, but a strong study design lends strength to the author's conclusions. For more detailed information about this research and to read the informative discussion section, you can find this article by Harada and colleagues in the July 2006 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation.